A shiny gold shield with the letters WB in its center. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. Over the red bullseye logo, Looney Tunes, back in action. Rabbit season signs are hammered up on the trees in a cartoon wood. Elmer Fudd prowls with his hunting hat on and his gun at the ready.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Daffy Duck hammers a rabbit sign over a duck season sign.
I am a duck, bent on self-preservationum, madam.
Bugs Bunny straightens the sign.
Where's Wabbit? It's Wabbit season.
Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire!
While Daffy gets blasted in the face, Bugs clowns around, giving him scores out of 10. Fire. Cartoon Daffy is sitting at a long table with real people, going through a script.
Hold everything. Daffy gets blasted. Mm-hmm. Page 7, Daffy gets blasted. Uh-huh. Page 8, Daffy gets blasted again! What's the matter with you people? We can't do this kind of stuff anymore! A brother is Warner. Showbiz legends like me shouldn't have to play stooge to that long-eared, carrot-chomping, overbite challenge!
What's up, Doc?
Bug strolls in.
Bobby, how's the wife? Great nose job, Chuck. Oh, spoils. Good rug, Mel. Never would have guessed.
Pardon me.
The pleasure's mine.
Fellas, I think Dave's right. Maybe I'll take a vacation. Go visit my 542 nieces and nephews.
Mr. Duck, excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't see how we can have a Bugs Bunny movie without Bugs Bunny.
Oh, my heavens, no. You couldn't have a movie without Bugs Bunny. And if you don't mind me asking, whose glorified personal assistant are you?
Kate Houghton, Vice President, Comedy.
Right.
Kate did Lethal Weapon babies. Finally, a lethal weapon that I can take my grandchildren to.
Gentlemen, check your phones. Our latest research shows that Bugs Bunny is a core asset that appeals to male and female, young and old, throughout the known universe. While your fan base is limited to angry fat guys in basements.
Yeah, but come on, fellas. I'm thrice the entertainer the rabbit is. Fine, he's hilarious, but moviegoers these days demand shin heroes like me.
Daffy moves down the tabletop, pulling kung fu moves. He kicks over pencil pots and balances on one hand in front of Bugs Bunny.
Rabbit.
Bugs taps Daffy's head and Daffy's eyeballs fall out like ping pong balls. Daffy pops them back in.
Come to this, has it? I'm afraid the brothers Warner must choose between a handsome matinee idol or this miscreant perpetrator of low burlesque.
Whichever one's not the duck.
Hey, that's the stuff from my office.
You don't have an office. Not anymore.
Symbolically, this is bad. Please, brother. Other brother. I see she-wolf. Help me, please. I'm too moist and tender to retire.
Let me escort you out.
Wait! I haven't tried toadying, kowtowing, or butt-kissing yet. I'm still begging here. Wait.
Stuntman auditions. A man falls over a balcony onto a table. The director and his cartoon colleague wince. The wannabe stuntman jumps up. The table tips up under him and the director and his buddy are showered in food.
Can I try that again?
No. Thank you. We'll call you.
The tall, dark-haired man leaves the set, buttoning up his security guard uniform.
Hey, DJ, how'd your tryout go?
Well, let's see, I can say I made an impression.
You know, your father can get you the job anytime he wants to.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want it. I'd really rather earn it, sir.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Warner mentioned you this morning.
He did? What did he say?
He said, don't forget the turtle wax.
DJ's waxing a car. Kate drags Daffy out.
I could do cartoons.
Dead duck walking.
Morning, Mr. Bunny.
I'm very hot now, and I do voices. Listen.
Excuse me.
Fetch the stick boy.
Let him around.
You can't handle the truth.
Some grip, lady.
I need you to eject the stock.
Lady, this is Daffy Duck.
Exactly.
Not anymore. We own name.
Yeah? Well, you can't stop me from calling myself Daffy. What do you know?
You fired Daffy Duck?
No, I didn't. Well, I did. They did.
You just were following orders.
You know what? You don't know me.
You're Kate Houghton. You're the VP of comedy. Go figure. You drive a red 1988 Alfa Romeo. Good engine. Little underdriven. I know this because you nearly ran me over last week. Anyway, about that duck, you want me to get rid of him still?
Hmm? Duck, yes, you, yeah, eject the duck, please.
I can't do that.
Why not?
He's gone.
Stylish blonde Kate looks down. Bugs Bunny and DJ shrug at one another.
Well, what are you waiting for? Back up?
DJ goes.
Shabby job, so far, Constable. Quick, Oscar.
If you look to your left, you'll see Daffy Duck being forcibly removed from the line.
Come here. That's Inspector. One slide, Spartacus.
Get away from that guy. Daffy.
Come on.
Daffy, stop. Listen, you stop.
Cut him off with the pass, boys. All units in pursuit of little black duck.
When DJ tries to follow Daffy through doors painted on a set screen, he rips open the screen.
Daffy!
Bottom in fake New York!
DJ chases Daffy up a ladder onto the roof of the fake New York set. A water tower with the Warner Brothers logo on it looms in the background. DJ follows Daffy through a door and falls off the fake building. A director jumps up.
Cut! Cut!
DJ lands on an airbag. The director approaches DJ.
That airbag cost a lot of money.
I'm okay. Good morning. Hey, Batman, you good? All right.
My chariot awaits.
Daffy jumps in the Batmobile.
Back conditioning. Back hysteria. To the duck cave.
Now what are you doing?
Hey, stay away from that Batmobile!
Come here.
I'm allowed to steal. I'm a celebrity.
Tell it to the judge.
Feeling pretty good about yourself?
I am.
The Batmobile zooms off.
Bested that dastardly duck.
I did.
And now you're going to offer your cat to the pretty executive?
Indeed.
The Batmobile crashes into the water tower. Kate and Bugs pull up in the red Alpha convertible as the tall water tower behind DJ starts to collapse. People on the set flee. Kate watches open-mouthed as the Warner Brothers water tank crashes down next to her car. Kate and Bugs get drenched as the car fills up with water. Bugs bobs about in a small boat with a fishing rod. Kate is sitting waist-deep in water. She spits out a mouthful.
Hey, what do you know? I found Nemo!
Kate glowers at DJ, who's holding Daffy by the throat.
I think she likes you.
Flustered, DJ points at Daffy.
Oops.
DJ's boss strips him of his security guard insignia.
Your father would be so ashamed of you.
Three other security guards stand by as DJ takes off his uniform shirt, revealing a t-shirt underneath, and hands it to his boss. His boss jerks his thumb at the exit, and DJ walks sadly out between tall gates with the WB logo on them. The gates are closed behind him. In a restaurant, Shaggy and Scooby sit with Matthew Lillard, Porky Pig with Speedy Gonzalez.
Lose the stutter. Nobody told me I'm not funny. It's a pain in the butt being politically correct.
You're telling me.
What kind of performance do you call that? You made me sound like a total space cadet, man.
I'm sorry if you feel that way. I was trying to be real to your character.
If you like goof on me in the sequel, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, and I'll give you a Scooby smack.
All right, so there are some areas of the script I think we need to address. There's no heart, no cooperation, nobody learns anything.
Daffy learns not to stick his head in a jet engine.
He's gone.
Nah, Daffy always comes back. I just tell him how much I need him. We hug, we cry, I drop something heavy on him, I laugh.
The duck is history, okay? All right, so the question is, how can I help you reposition your brand identity? Answer, we team you up with a hot female co-star.
Usually, I play the female love interest.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
About the cross-dressing thing, in the past, funny. Today, disturbing.
Lady, if you don't find a rabbit with lipstick amusing, you and I have nothing to say to each other.
Look, I'm trying to be nice, but I was brought in to leverage your synergy, and I am not going to let you or some wacky duck...
Daffy.
Wacky Daffy nutty fruitcake crispy over rice. It doesn't matter.
Well, these matter. And this! And they say we get Daffy back. Right, boys?
The award trophies dance. DJ rides a motorbike up to a grand attached house. The cartoon granny's pruning her garden next door.
Damien.
Oh, hey, Granny. Hi, sweetie.
How was work today?
Sylvester hides.
such a nice young man.
Granny accidentally cuts off Sylvester the cat's tail with her pruning shears as he grabs for Tweety Bird. DJ goes into the house and shuts the door. There's an oil painting of his famous actor father, Damien Drake, on the wall. Daffy pops out of DJ's rucksack.
So did you miss me?
Daffy kisses DJ.
I'm glad I was fired. In a few days, they'll be kissing my befeathered rump, begging me to come back. But I won't.
Did I just miss the whole part where I invited you in?
I'll be too busy accepting numerous multiple offers. Every studio in town will pay.
A magazine headline, duck plucked.
Kidding. My career is over.
Perhaps I was being too polite. Get out!
I'll starve. I'll have to eat envelope glue. Wait, a sushi bar.
Hey, no.
Daffy steals a fish from a tank and swallows it. DJ pulls it out of Daffy's throat and plops it back in the tank.
Yes!
Leave my father's house. Now!
He squashes Daffy, who waddles over to a piano stool and jumps on it, flexing his fingers.
Daddy?
Yeah, so? Just, you know, kind of temporarily.
Oh, I've hit rock bottom. I'm hanging out with a security guard who lives with his father.
Film posters.
Your dad's Damien Drake, the super spy.
He's an actor who plays a spy. And that was his iSpy award.
Ingenious. An actor who plays a super spy as a cover for being a super spy playing an actor. In fact, I'll bet this Holden is a super spy lair. Nothing is as it seems. You know, you're probably protected by an invisible force field right this minute.
Daffy throws an apple.
The force field penetrating apple.
Just feel free to continue your delusional ranting while I answer my remote.
DJ lifts the TV remote control to his ear. He presses a button. A projector emerges out of a wooden ornament and the portrait on the wall slides up. Footage of DJ's dad is played on a screen underneath it.
Dad? What are you doing in the painting?
I wanted to keep you out of this, but there's no one else I can trust. Can you hold on a second?
He kicks an assailant.
A new Damien Drake movie? Cool.
Come to Las Vegas.
Damien fends off his attackers.
Dusty tells the blue monkey.
The blue monkey? What's a blue monkey?
A diamond. A very special diamond. Find Dusty Tails.
Hey! Dad, do you need me to call the police or something?
Damien throws a hand grenade.
No police.
Daddy, are you all right?
I'm sorry I never told you this before, but I'll...
The oil painting slides back down.
Diamond? I'm rich!
A sack of diamonds appear where Daffy's head should be.
Join the leisure class.
I gotta go save my dad.
Oh, yeah, your dad, yeah. So count me in. A spy caper. Double agents. Exploding bikinis. Tigers hanging from helicopters. I'm through with showbiz. From now on, I'm gonna live the adventure. Next stop, Las Vegas.
I'll take my dad's old car.
Ah, a super spy car. Let's ride.
This isn't a spy car.
Your dad's a spy. Ipso ergo, a spy car.
Used to deliver pizzas in this car.
They get in.
A spy pie, maybe?
Daffy's thrown out.
Wait, but it's definitely a spy car! Help here!
Daffy's beak is trapped. The exhaust smokes as DJ drives the small, battered yellow car out of the garage. Daffy appears in the back seat.
You know how I know it's a spy car? Because it looks absolutely nothing like a spy car.
DJ punches Daffy, flattening his beak. The tall automatic garage doors close behind them. The garage floor flips over and a sleek silver spy car appears. Bugs and Kate watch a cartoon with the twin Warner Brothers.
This routine is gonna work without Daffy, but,
Action!
Say your prayers, Wabbit. It's Wabbit season.
Duck season.
Wabbit season.
Duck season.
Wabbit season.
Wabbit season.
Wait a minute.
See, I told you this wasn't gonna work without...
Bugs is in plaster.
Oh, pain. Oh, agony.
You're fired.
What? Kate stares.
But you got rid of our best duck.
You can't fire me. My films have made $950 million.
That's not a billion.
Nope, not a billion.
Okay.
date paces.
Well, I think we can all agree that the decision to get rid of Daffy was a poor one, but it's time to move on. And by move on, I mean reversing course and getting Daffy back.
By Monday.
The brothers go.
That went well. Listen, Dollface, if I know Daffy, he's already hit the road by now.
Daffy's thrown out of DJ's car onto the road.
Good to stretch.
You know, I'm getting really tired of throwing you out of the car.
That's my plan in a nutshell. Now listen, if we run into anything that requires super spy skills, like cracking wives, smooching dames, you better leave that to me. However, if we have any security guarding needs...
Very, very funny, Duck. I'm not a security guard. For your information, it's just a job. It's what I do for money.
Mm-hmm.
What I really do is I'm a stuntman.
Ha! You a stuntman? Please!
I am! Did you see those mummy movies? I'm in them more than Brendan Fraser is. Oh, no, you couldn't stand that. One day he decides to say, no, the Brennmaster does all his own stunts.
Listen, Muscles, if this heap ever makes it to Vegas, I'll do all the stunts, capiche? Duck here. Daffy, old chum. How the heck?
Yeah, cram it down your rabbit hole.
Daff, listen, I think I can get you your old job back with less of a pay cut than usual.
So not interested. I'm off to Las Vegas with my new sidekick DJ to match wits with spies and showgirls. It's a little adventure I call Daffy Duck's Quest for the Blue Monkey. And you're not in it.
Daffy puts down his mobile. DJ drives past a road sign that reads Las Vegas, 125 miles. Up in space, a satellite tracks DJ's progress and feeds the information back to a screen on Earth. A muscly man sits in front of it.
The blue monkey.
Blue monkey. Little adventure I call Daffy Duck for the blue monkey.
The muscle man closes a novel in front of him called Legend of the Blue Monkey and strides into a circular meeting room with the city views. A large sign reads Acme. He reports to his chairman, a geeky guy with glasses. The chairman surveys his panel of vice presidents.
We cannot have 9-year-olds working in sweatshops making Acme sneakers. Not when 3-year-olds work for so much less. Yes!
But sir, they require naps.
Put double espresso in their sippy cups. All right, what's next on the agenda? Where's my people? What's coming up? What's the next thing? Huh?
The muscle man whispers in the chairman's ear.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob goes.
Direct your attention to the video screen.
He picks up 2 remote controls.
Cable input. VCR. Satellite.
Hello, Fishinga.
A cartoon of a bird comes on.
Tape menu. Rewind power. Off.
DJ's car appears on the screen.
It seems that Davian Drake Saab knows about the blue monkey. And he is on his way to Las Vegas. He must not find the location of the diamond before we do.
Damien Drake on the screen.
Going.
Damien is tied to a chair, fighting off his attackers.
He's about ready to crack, boss!
The chairman tries to change the channel as Damien squeezes the burly interrogator around the waist with his legs.
Input. VCR satellite off. We cannot let the good guys win this time, people. We must capture this son of a spy, and we must locate the diamond and use its powers for our own diabolical ends.
The chairman waves his arms around and nearly falls over.
Excuse me, I didn't quite get that.
Something about capturing the son of a spy, then while using the power of the diamond for our own diabolical ends. And be sure and use the laugh, because I like the laugh, don't you? And what is your name?
Mary.
Well, Mary. How'd you like to do a little kissing later?
Yeah.
That's what they all say at first.
Mary's shocked.
The Acme Corporation will tower over all of creation!
All of creation!
Acme! Acme!
A view of the outside of the towering Acme building.
Wait a minute.
The VP of Rhetorical Questions on the panel.
What about the duck?
The chairman, whose suit looks a size too small, struts closer to the balding VP on the panel.
Extra crispy.
A taxi drops Kate off at DJ's house. She walks up the drive and knocks on the big wooden front door. Her hair is blonde and wavy and she's wearing shades.
Hello?
she pushes the door open and takes off her shades. She steps curiously inside and looks around.
Hello? DJ? I'm not here to fire you again. I just want to know if that duck told you where he was going.
She treads slowly down a corridor towards a closed door, listens at the door for a moment, then opens it. The door opens onto a bathroom. Someone's in the shower behind an opaque plastic shower curtain. Kate's shadow looms over the curtain as she gets ready to pull it aside. Bugs is in the shower. He screams at Kate, who rolls her eyes. Copying a black and white scene from the film Psycho, Bugs pulls the curtain down as he falls onto the shower floor, then tips some Hershey's chocolate milk into the water as it swirls down the plug hole. The plug hole fades into the dark pupil in Bugs Bunny's left eye.
Doesn't anyone knock anymore?
Why are you torturing me? What have I ever done that...
Kate spots posters and a photo of Damien and DJ.
I just fired the son of our biggest star.
She pinches the bridge of her nose.
In a career-making day, Kate. First you get rid of the duck that everybody hates, but then of course they all want him back.
Bugs peers out of a suit of armor.
Get into a big fight with Bugs Bunny, who you revere. I know you've tried to model your life after.
Oh, I hate to see a grown man cry, especially when it's a girl. Listen, Toots, would it stop the waterworks if I told you Daffy was going to Las Vegas with that guy, DJ?
It might.
Well, then, how's a bug we travel in style in this?
Kate and Bugs the Grey Bunny climb into the silver spy car.
Jeeves.
Taking you to Las Vegas.
Kate raises her eyebrows at Bugs as the car fires up and roars out of the garage. It zooms past Sylvester and Tweety, stripping off Sylvester's fur, and tears up the road. Kate and Bugs drive past Rocky Mountains in the silver TVR Tuscan spy car on their way to Vegas. Kate is at the wheel. Bugs lolls in the passenger seat, strumming a small guitar. Kate throws his guitar out of the car.
You've got no music in your soul, sister.
I am aware of that, yes.
Yeah. He sure went for all the extras. Let him around.
Don't touch anything. This is Damien Drake's car.
Let's see.
You don't know.
Bugs pushes a button and a rocket fires out of the back of the car.
What does this one do?
A mechanical hand mixes a cocktail.
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
If you touch one more thing...
Shh! I'm about to defy you.
Kate presses a screen.
Is it your side, please?
Mechanical arms come out of the dashboard and wheel and replace Kate and Bugs Bunny's clothes. Bugs gets put in a tux and Kate in a pink evening gown.
Activated.
You clean up nice, kid.
Oh, no.
Las Vegas!
Las Vegas!
In the city, big brightly coloured flashing neon signs advertise the vast casinos and hotels. DJ and Daffy head for a casino with a huge image of short, red-bearded cartoon cowboy Yosemite Sam on the front in lights. A sign reads, "Now playing in the corral, Dusty Tails." Daffy and DJ stroll in.
That's the sweet aroma of money, glamour, and busload upon busload of senior citizens.
Cool it, Duck. This could be dangerous.
Right. We find Dusty Tails, save your dad, get the diamond, apply kung fu liberally as needed.
In Sam's office, the chairman talks to henchman Bob and Sam via video link.
Are you to allow the young Mr. Drake and his duck cohort out of the casino in one piece? Is that clear?
Okay. You want the varmints and what they come for. I got you. But what's in it for old Sam?
Bob opens a treasure chest, then bangs Yosemite Sam's head with the lid when he peers in.
Ooh, I got you.
Daffy and DJ are by the slot machines.
Details, sang the theme song to six Damien Drake movies?
Yeah, I know. He's my brother, remember?
Your dad is Damien Drake?
Yes!
I'm kidding. Relax. We did that, okay?
I say, listen up, y'all. Please put your greasy, buff-faced, shoveling hands together for our next act. If you've heard her before, you're not here now. So I say, let me introduce you to Miss Dusty Tail.
If you want it to be good, boy, get yourself a bad girl.
Dusty strips off her crinoline to reveal a sexy fringed basque. DJ notices Daffy's eyes pop out and land in his beak. She's on stage with four dancing girls and five little people wearing Yosemite Sam masks. DJ spots a sign for the backstage dressing room and follows it. He calls to Dusty from the wings.
Hey, Dusty, can I talk to you? Dusty, come.
Dusty ignores DJ. The little Sam dancers are heading back on stage. DJ grabs one of them. DJ steals his Sam mask and dances under the stage in his place. Daffy stares at DJ as he jigs around Dusty.
What?
Dusty, I gotta talk to you. I'm Damien Drake's son, DJ.
What?
He dances with her. He pulls off his mask.
Oh, you are Damien's son.
Is there some place we can talk?
In Dusty's dressing room.
Excuse me, I have to change.
Really okay, Toots, hand over the diamond.
You brought a goose?
It's duck, thank you.
Hi.
You again.
Listen up, you darn imbeciles! We gotta get them varmints and what they come for.
And then we blast them?
Then we blast him.
Now, if I were a giant diamond, where would I be?
A mousetrap.
So, my dad's in trouble.
Not here.
And he said that I should ask you about the blue monkey.
So then you know.
Oh, definitely. Nope. Yes.
I figured something must have happened when he didn't show up. So sorry, but that's what comes with being a spy.
So, you're a spy too.
The pop diva thing? That's just one side of me. I also work for the agency, professional assassin. It's really hard trying to juggle the two sometimes. I don't know what I'm gonna do when I have kids. Do you know how hard it is to find a nanny with advanced weapons training?
Woo-hoo! How many galoshes died to make that little number?
What about this blue monkey?
Your father's assignment was to track it down before the chairman could. The diamond has supernatural powers. It would be a disaster if it fell into the wrong hands. I was supposed to give him this.
This is not a king-sized diamond. This is a queen of diamonds. What kind of sick joke is this?
She hits Daffy.
That is so sweet. You trying to take over for your father. These evil forces, they're bad people.
Relax, sister. I don't know the meaning of the word fear.
Say your prayers, dude!
Fear, noun, a state of terror.
Incoming!
Sam fires a cannonball at Daffy, who's blasted through the wall into the dancer's dressing room. The ball carries Daffy across the stage and slams him into a fire extinguisher, covering him in foam.
It requires years of experience and training.
Baby, I ain't got time for that right now. I gotta go save my dad.
Don't lose that card. It's important.
After him, boys!
Sam tries to shoot a DJ. Dusty knocks out his burly cartoon pals, Cottontail and Nasty. DJ hurries past dancers on the stage and pulls Daffy out of the foam. He tries to clean him up by rolling him against the wall.
Easy on the feathers.
Kill you, coward, carrion coyote!
Sam slips on a banana skin.
The cliche!
Faster, faster! Climb like my life depended on it!
Daffy covers DJ's eyes as they flee along a balcony.
Right! I mean left! Your other left!
Daffy!
They run into burly cartoon Cottontail.
That's what I'm talking about, you snake!
DJ kicks him. DJ punches him down. DJ is pinned to the wall by Nasty. DJ beats Nasty back with a combination of jabs and swipes. Cottontail swings a chair at DJ. Cottontail is punched off the balcony into a trolley. Nasty punches DJ into a pillar. He tries to steal the Queen of Diamonds. They wrestle. DJ headbutts him. DJ knees nasty. The playing card falls towards the casino floor.
Stump boy.
Oh, man.
Yump! Yump!
DJ leaps for a chandelier and misses. He smashes onto a table where dogs play poker. DJ spits out poker chips. DJ's playing card flies into a card shuffling machine at a blackjack table where Foghorn Leghorn's working. DJ and Sam play.
Place your bets, gentlemen. Money plays, loser stays. Everyone's a win. Well, not everyone.
Here's my money. Now play.
Card, sir.
Hit me.
Don't you want to look at your cards first, son? Boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
Hit me.
No, hit me first.
Oh, well, I said await your turn, sir.
Hit me.
DJ gets twos and aces.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me. Hit me.
No, no, no! Hit me, Fred Nabbit!
Sam's hit with a plank.
You son of a card!
Card, sir.
Hit me.
Winnie won a winner!
Let's go!
DJ grabs the queen card and he and Daffy run out. Daffy runs into the door. DJ grabs him and goes. Outside.
The fillet and call it a night.
DJ runs for the car.
Liberace Museum.
They jump into the small yellow car.
All right, let's see what this baby can really do.
The bonnet and wheels come off and the car falls to pieces. They're left sitting in its shell.
Now that's an interesting feature.
Come back, you absconders! Hey, watch yourself, ma'am. I love this rug. Hey, come back here, you marks!
Move! Go!
DJ runs away from Sam across a busy road. Daffy follows him.
It's a modified Chevrolet with a big 24 on the side.
Yosemite Sam runs up to a racing driver who's waiting for his Chevrolet.
Fancy boy. I'm a commandeer in this here clown car. After him, boys! Shotgun!
Nasty and Cottontail get in and leave Sam behind.
Attack, sidekick!
DJ's still running.
Will ya? I'm waddling here.
Come back, you darn idiot, you loots!
Sam's at the wheel of the Chevrolet. Kate and Bugs in the spy car.
314 hotels and 142 casinos in Las Vegas. You're never going to find that duck.
Daffy gets squashed on their windscreen.
Daff never misses a cue.
DJ scrapes Daffy off the windscreen, gives him a shake and shoves him in the car next to Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Doc? Don't you fuck with me.
Excuse me.
DJ spots
you,
Kate.
You.
Him. Her. Them.
Out of my way.
Sam drives through a clothes stall in the middle of the road, covering his windscreen with plastic bags.
You are in big trouble, Mr.
DJ is behind the wheel of the spy car. He races away from the Chevrolet, which is hot on their heels.
What are you doing, kidnapping me? Stop the car!
This is my adventure, Bub!
Daffy pushes Bugs out of the car. Bugs hangs on by his fingertips, then jumps back in and squashes Daffy.
So, what brings you to Las Vegas? You ran out of people to fire in L.A.?
You stole my duck!
Your duck? Bah! I belong to the world!
You know what? You can have him.
Yosemite Sam pulls up alongside the spy car. Nasty leans out of the window and lights a stick of dynamite.
Dynamite? Look at this dynamite!
Welcome to my world.
Hang on!
DJ pulls a sharp right into a road filled with lines of traffic. The car skids round and DJ drives backwards, sniffing between the lines of cars. In the Chevrolet, Nasty still has the lit stick of dynamite in his hand.
Throw it out the window! Throw it out! Throw it out! But innocent people could be hurt. Throw it out the window!
It'll send the wrong message to children!
Throw it out!
Their hair is burnt off. DJ gets out of the traffic and spins the car round. Kate leans on him to sit up, then quickly withdraws her hand. Daffy and Bugs sit up in the back seat with their eyes spinning. The Chevrolet stops in front of them.
He used to be behind us.
DJ turns sharply into an alleyway. Sam follows in the Chevrolet. Daffy and Bugs exchange wills in the back seat. They cross a road into a second alleyway, which is a dead end.
We're having duck tonight, boys!
Just a suggestion, but all those in favor of not hitting dead walls, say on.
Mother!
Taking you to mother.
The the spy car computer kicks in, jet engines fire at the back, and the car flies up into the air. Sam stares at the approaching wall. The Chevrolet smashes through the wall into the casino. Sam flies into a neon sign and bounces into a dark space. He lights a match and discovers explosives. Sam's shot into the sky, passing the spy car.
Look, a shooting star! Quick, everybody make a wish! You know, I'm beginning to think that this one is the spy car.
What?
ETA to Mother, 10 minutes.
DJ glances nervously out at the night sky as they fly over Las Vegas in the spy car. Kate looks out of the window and sees a plane below them.
Please return your seatbacks to the full and upright position.
So, what are your plans now, if I may ask?
Daffy'll save us.
He's the hero.
All right, Bucktooth, stick a carrot in it.
Hey, everybody calm down, all right? I can handle this.
DJ pulls the gear stick and the car plummets. Bugs uses throat spray so he can scream even louder. Daffy's on the phone.
My Warner Brothers stock. I got an inside tip that Bugs Bunny's about to die.
The car stops a meter from the ground. They're all squashed against the windscreen.
Huh. Out of gas.
What? It doesn't work like that.
The car hits the ground. The four of them are gathered around a campfire in a desert canyon. Daffy's sitting with Bugs, who's toasting a carrot, and DJ's under a silver foil-like emergency blanket with Kate.
Carrot? No thanks.
Kate sits up and looks at DJ, who's lying beside her staring at the playing card.
Really think that playing card is going to help you rescue your father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
You know this all sounds insane, right?
DJ stares at the card. Kate settles down beside him.
First time I saw your dad in the movies.
Yeah.
DJ lies down.
So breathtaking.
DJ glances at Kate lying next to him with her eyes closed.
Your hair smells nice.
You say something?
No, just good night.
He turns away.
Telling you, Daffy, I heard the Warner Brothers say you were their best duck. Flattered though I may be, flattened I will not, in order for you to get the laugh. It's all poo-poo, yuck-yuck, and then bam-wham-wham! And your tail is on fire. Exactly my point. No, really, your tail's on fire.
Daffy leaps about, then snuffs out his tail.
You're accident-prone. What am I talking to you for? All you have to do is munch on a carrot and people love you.
Bugs munches sweetly on a carrot. In the blazing sun, a disheveled Kate makes a mobile telephone call.
So I need you to move my 12 o'clock appointment up to 2 o'clock and then back to 11 o'clock and then just cancel it. And I need you to get a helicopter and... No. Don't put me on hold. Oh, God. I can't die out here. Oh, this wasn't the plan. After this comedy... Promised myself I would only do real movies about the human condition crammed with social relevance.
An egg's frying on Daffy's beak.
Rock for 10 miles in that, and that direction, so...
DJ flips a coin and points ahead.
Go that way. Say, who are you kidding here? We're goners! Water! I can't die now! Think of the millions of children who want me to have the diamond! Oh, the poor children!
Hey, look at that!
A Walmart supermarket in the distance.
Homage or just product placement? Hey, who cares? With shopping convenience at such low prices. Water, Fresca, Mountain Dew, your product name here!
Is this your idea?
Kate mouths wordlessly.
It. They don't even notice this kind of thing anymore.
They leave the store refreshed. DJ and Kate are wearing new clothes.
Walmart to provide these Walmart beverages in return for a say in Walmart so many times. Oh!
The chairman has been watching them on his satellite screen.
Yosemite Sam. What is your report?
Well, boss, it wasn't me. That rousing frowls and duck and a crazy sun DJ and a humming and humming of dusty tails and...
You know, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Sam is dispatched. Damien is lowered in a cage.
Now, Mr. Drake, are you going to save us the bother of eliminating your son?
My
son's gonna kick your evil butt.
The janitor!
Yes, Dad.
Desert operative.
Not a bad idea, Dad. Our desert operative is due for a win.
Meet me. Wile E. Coyote chases Roadrunner through the desert. A caption appears. Coyote, desertus, operatus, idioticus. He stops to answer a telephone on a cactus and holds up a sign that reads, Hello.
I told you we should have made that left turn in Albuquerque. Now don't start that again.
Wile E. is watching Bugs and the gang through binoculars. He throws them away and tiptoes to a computer balanced on a rock. The Acme logo appears on the computer screen and Wile E. surfs through some products, such as giant rubber band and rocket-powered roller skates. He chooses a missile launcher and selects the option Free Gift Wrap. He chooses an instant shipping option and a huge box with a red bow drops down on top of him. Roadrunner speeds by. Wile E. sticks up a sign from under the box. Ouch!
You wait here for the next truck or car or camel or whatever and take Bugs and Daffy and get back to Hollywood and finish making the movie.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to keep walking that way.
That's Kate stops.
Yep. That's the direction the car was going.
Wile E. Coyote winds a handle on his launcher and positions his big missile. He trains his telescopic sights on Bugs and the crew. Wile E. presses a red button on a control panel. Wile E. gets scorched by the missile as it jets off. He's looking through binoculars as the missile turns and plows straight back into him. As Kate talks to DJ, it explodes in the distance.
I don't want to get too wrapped up in your little caper here, but let's just assume that you're right and Damian Drake is a spy?
Super spy.
What's the point of just meandering through the desert if...
DJ takes off a small cylindrical survival pack and hands it to Kate.
Here. Be safe.
Boy, trust your instincts.
Oh, yeah. Except for the water tower, the Batmobile, the rubble known as Las Vegas.
Hey, there's nobody as rich and famous and powerful as my father. It just disappears into thin air.
DJ disappears. Kate touches an invisible wall that ripples.
I feel like I'm in Aunt Marge's Jell-O mold.
Hey, guys, it's air conditioning here. Come on in.
DJ pulls Kate and the other two through the wall into a lab. Kate lands on top of DJ.
Alert.
Uniformed guards surround the intruders with stick-like weapons.
Whoa.
Okay, Buster. Where's Damian Drake and that big diamond?
One of the guards liquefies Daffy.
Can I be of service?
A robot.
I am monitored to respond to the name Robbie.
Hi, DJ. At ease. I'm Mother.
Ooh. Yeah, like the car said that we would be meeting you. How do you know my name?
Oh, DJ, I've known you since you were this big.
2 inches.
That's not really possible, is it? Must have been a photo. All right, let me just take care of this and we'll...
She sucks Daffy into a tube.
How bad is it?
So, shall we? So little to do, so much time.
Whoa, you're going to put him back, right? Because I can't go back to L.A. with duck soup.
We do have the facilities to reconstitute the body. The mind, though, will remain a gooey mess.
So, about my father?
All in due time.
Lovely. Yes.
Hello. All right, break it up, fellas. Nice coats. White is the new black, you know.
Yes.
She tickles an alien.
Oh, look.
So, this is Area 51, right?
No.
The secret military base?
No.
Where they keep the aliens?
No. Area 51 is actually a paranoid fantasy we concocted to hide the true identity of this facility.
Which is?
Area 52. But don't quote me on that.
Oh, right. Area 52.
Bugs has a screwball sign.
Oh, call me Mom.
Mom? What is it that you do here exactly, anyway?
An old man passes.
You're next.
The chairman.
Man, what am I going to do with you? You've done nothing but screw up. You've walked off bases. You've been smashed by boulders. You've been run over by diesel trucks. And don't blame the equipment. The equipment is good. It's Acme equipment. You're a coyote. Be wily. All right, now, buck up and let's see a little smile.
A brief smile.
A little bigger.
an enormous grin full of teeth.
Now, just go take a shower and don't come back till you smell better.
Wiley runs out.
Then moving a safe out there, and I don't want you to... And be careful of the box of fireworks, because... I suppose I should mention the plate glass window.
The chairman straightens up.
It's tough being the boss.
The chairman speaks to Marvin the Martian, who's in a jar in Area 52.
A communication!
Memo to Marvin the Martian. Obtain the playing card and destroy the duck. And when I say destroy the duck, I mean kill him viciously and painfully.
A mission? I'm all a tingle.
So, here we are in the I can't tell you what room. Robert, can you take care of that, please?
Yes, madam.
Doc, when you bring Daffy back, could you make him 20% funnier?
I heard that.
What were we discussing? This isn't about the giant ants, is it?
Giant ants?
Because they're not really ants anymore.
Tell me about the blue monkey.
Mother spits over DJ.
Thing that I've never heard of in my entire life.
He wipes his eyes.
Hold me.
What is the point of making them pinky swear? All right. Now this tape will explain everything. It was prepared especially for your father.
They watch the top secret civil defense tape on screen.
Drake, if you're watching this, you are aware that the world indeed is in grave danger. The Acme Corporation is in hot pursuit of the Blue Monkey Diamond, a supernatural gem with the ability to turn people into monkeys. And then back again. It is the Acme Chairman's goal to turn the population into monkey slaves to manufacture shoddy Acme goods and then change them back to people to buy the stuff.
Daffy's brought back.
Unbelievable, you may say. Your mission is this. Find it, destroy it, save humanity. And remember, no one wants to be turned into a monkey.
The tape ends with a caption. You saw nothing.
Those guys came after my dad because my dad was going to save the world. So that means if I go after the diamond, then the bad guys come after me.
Well, hang on. You're not seriously thinking about...
Taking over your father's mission? I guess that would be all right.
What?
Listen, if you're going to be a spy, you'll need spy stuff.
So, is this where you keep all the high-tech spy gadgets?
Weapons.
Wow! Oh, yeah, that's cool. So I gotta use all this stuff?
No. Your stuff is over here.
She shuts the weapons away.
I really like the...
All right. So, looks like an ordinary cell phone. Mm-hmm. Three-way calling, voice dialing, downloadable ringtone.
My phone does all that.
Superconducting electromagnet.
It sticks to a stool.
GPS with mapping software. Chip calculator, Game Boy.
Game Boy?
Daff's head is lasered off.
Laser, polycarbonate repelling line with jet-propelled micro grappling hook. Nose hair trimmer, you always want to look your best.
Get over here, you idiot. No, cold, warm, warmer.
Bugs kicks Daffy's head away.
Permit me, madam.
Robert, darling, excellent choice.
Swank pants.
Oh, and comfortable, too. Plus, liquid hydrogen rocket pockets here and here.
Hand stitching, nuclear-powered crotch pad.
Daffy jets away on the trousers. Moment. Marvin blasts out of his jar.
Hey, friends, time to wreak mayhem in the cause of evil.
He frees creatures from their jars.
Last question. What's the deal with this card?
Well, that is the window into what lies behind her smile.
What?
I'm sorry, it's our intelligence people. They feel a need to code everything in a riddle. I think they get some kind of perverse pleasure out of it. I think it's corporate.
The freed creatures advance.
Hey, looks like we got company.
A snappy green creature and a slimy alien.
Illegal alien.
Other creatures approach.
Oh, daughter. I knew this day would come.
Mother opens a wall panel labeled, push only in case this day comes, and pushes a red button.
Emergency shutdown activated. Board carrier sealed in 30 seconds.
The playing card, please.
I'll take that. Out of my way. Hero coming through.
There is no escape.
Daffy takes the card. A slippery brain with legs grabs DJ by the throat.
Pesky foul.
Bugs puts some microwave popcorn inside the robot and his space helmet fills up with it.
Isn't it about time to enjoy a frosty cold soda at the concession stand?
The Dalek closes in on DJ and Kate.
Come on out, folks. Bus is leaving.
Marvin fires his ray gun. DJ, Kate, and Bugs follow Daffy out of the lab through the invisible wall and fall onto the desert sand.
That was fun.
Looking for this?
Daffy holds up the playing card.
What did she mean by a window?
The window into what lies behind her smile.
He studies the queen on the card.
Mona Lisa.
Which is in the loop.
Which is in Paris.
So just how are we supposed to get to Paris? Like this?
Bugs lifts up the corner of the screen and turns it like a page to reveal images of Paris. The Eiffel Tower, boats on the Seine, and the Arc de Triomphe. Schoolgirls promenade outside the Louvre, and a painter's at his easel. Inside, Bugs and Daffy seek hiding places and then sneak into the art gallery behind DJ and Kate. DJ and Kate stop in front of the painting of the Mona Lisa. DJ holds up the playing card.
Doesn't look like much of a window to me.
Maybe the diamond is in the painting.
Huh?
Now all we have to do is steal the Mona Lisa.
Way ahead of you.
No. Look, you don't touch, right?
Yeah. But I'm already in costume. That's a good look for you. Do you really think so?
Wait a minute.
DJ picks up the corner of the playing card and peels off a false back with a shiny square slide in the middle of it.
Aha! It is a window.
DJ looks at the painting through the slide.
X-ray.
Whoops.
Mona's bra is revealed. They can see through Mona to a map.
Map of Africa. Maybe that's where the diamond is.
Hold it up. I'll take a picture.
Yeah.
Well, hey, can I take a picture? Oh, please. Come on, give me your phone. I want to take a picture, too. Come on. Please hit the cops.
A guard passes. Daffy jumps up and down again.
He's gone. So, come on. Let me take a picture, will ya? I want to take a picture. Oh, come on. Please. Can I hold the window? Let me see the window.
I'll take that.
Elma Fudd.
What gives, Doc? We made 35 pictures together.
Well, as it turns out, I'm secretly evil.
That's showbiz for you.
Now make with the card so I can please my dark masters.
Yes, sir. Queen of Diamonds is your card. Just put it back in the deck. Anywhere is fine. And oopsie-daisy, aha. Is this your card?
No.
This?
No.
This?
No.
This?
No.
This?
No.
This?
No.
Run. This? This?
No.
This?
No.
This?
I said it's the Queen of Diamonds, I tell you.
You mean like this one?
Daffy and Bugs make a run for it.
Think we should go back and help them?
Nah, Elmer never gets Bugs. It's a formula, but it works.
It's the great thing about movies. You always know it's gonna happen. For instance, if this was a movie, you and I probably wind up together.
Kate is being dragged into a lift by Bob.
Hey! If you don't let go of me, I am going to scream and I'm not going to stop screaming!
The lift doors close. Bugs and Daffy run through a gallery pursued by Elmer Fudd. They jump into a surreal painting by Dali with melting clocks in it. Elmer jumps in too and his gun goes limp. Bugs and Daffy run but start to melt.
Surreal.
Stop or I'll fire you!
Elmer props up his gun. The bullets roll onto the ground. Daffy and Bugs get out of the picture, crawl under the cream paint on the walls and jump into a painting by Edvard Munch called The Scream. Elmer chases them down a bridge. They bump into the scary screamer figure. Bugs stamps on Elmer's foot. Bugs and Daffy jump out of the screen and into a painting by Toulouse-Lautrec featuring can-can dancers. Elmer leaps in too and is kicked about by Daffy and Bugs who are wearing frilly can-can dresses.
Oh my. Wait, please.
Daffy and Bugs kick Elmer out of the picture and curtsy. Bob carries Kate out of the Louvre in an acme sack over his shoulder. The Eiffel Tower looms ahead of them. DJ dashes out onto the front steps.
Gendarme!
A skunk called Pepe Le Pew.
There's a man with it. He's got a woman. She's tied up in a burlap sack. He's taking her to the Eiffel Tower.
Ah, it is spring, is it not?
DJ is nearly knocked out by Pepe's scent. Bugs, Daffy and Elmer chase along a gallery, jumping into all sorts of different paintings and assuming the style of the painting. Elmer chases them into a delicately painted picture by Seurat, featuring formally dressed people on an island on a sunny afternoon. Daffy pushes a pram along. Elmer lifts the pram cover and sees Bugs dressed as a baby in pink.
Oh, shucks.
Elmer fires at Bugs and Daffy as they run, marking the canvas. Bugs and Daffy skip off. Elmer follows them out of the painting. He's still made up of delicate brushstrokes.
A technique of using individual dots of pigment which, taken together, make an image.
Oh, quad.
He uses a fan to blow Elmer away.
Movies, you should learn something.
Daffy uses a large pencil to draw himself back in, dot-to-dot style. Bob walks into the entrance of the Eiffel Tower with Kate still slung over his shoulder. DJ also heads for the tall, open lattice wrought iron tower, making his way through the crowd. DJ stands on the pavement below the tower, pulls off his leather jacket and gets ready to use the rocket pockets built into his trousers. He presses a button on a small control pad and gets ready for takeoff. The rockets fire up and blast his trousers off, leaving DJ standing in his boxer shorts. Baby Bear, Papa, and Mama Bear come up.
Look at that.
Oh, dear.
Now there's something you don't see every day.
You.
Papa Bear.
Hey, wait a minute.
I don't want any trouble.
What are you doing there?
I just want your pants.
Hey!
Beaky Buzzard swoops over the city in a helicopter.
That's right. I'm a vicious bird of prey.
Bob signals to Beaky from the top of the tower. DJ's now wearing Papa Bear's shorts. DJ runs into the tower. On an observation deck near the top, Bob releases Kate from the sack. She pounds on his chest with her camera in one hand. Bob grabs the camera and pushes Kate over. Bob pockets the camera with a smile and grabs hold of a ladder that Beaky has lowered from the chopper. He's being lifted off the tower when an angry Kate leaps off the platform and grabs hold of him. DJ runs out onto the deck and sees Kate and Bob dangling from the ladder.
The camera!
DJ climbs up a winding staircase to an observation hut at the very top and steps out onto the narrow ledge surrounding it. Kate struggles to cling onto Bob.
Get the girl back!
Kate loses her grip and falls towards the city below. DJ grits his teeth and leaps off the tower after her. At first he has his arms and legs spread out, then he assumes a skydiving position as he hurdles after Kate. DJ draws close enough to catch Kate in his arms. He pulls out his phone and fires his jet-propelled grappling hook and line at the tower. The hook catches on a wrought iron girder and DJ and Kate swing through the air like Tarzan and Jane. DJ grabs a bunch of flowers and a box of chocolates from stalls as he and Kate fly by. They drop safely into seats at a cafe table with Bugs and Daffy. DJ presses a button on his phone and stows the grappling hook away.
What kept you?
She okay?
Oh, it was great!
Oh. Kate hugs DJ. Bugs fires an arrow of love, which hits another cafe customer.
Well, I'd say it's the perfect day. Except for the fact that we lost the map.
We?
All right, I'm the jerk who lost the map.
And I'm the bunny who saved the car. Voila!
Hey, nice going, Bugs.
It's the card with the window in it. The chairman.
I reveal to you the whereabouts of the blue monkey.
He connects Kate's digital camera to his viewing equipment.
All right.
Kate's photo of the map appears on the screen with Daffy in it.
In the middle of the map, remove the duck. Remove the duck. The duck is in the middle.
The chairman throws his remote control at the viewing screen, which shatters.
Oh. Now, we cannot let a boy, a girl, and a duck and a rabbit thwart our plans for global domination.
Want a bet?
A wager?
$5 says my son will scuttle your diabolical plans and save the world.
You're awfully spunky for a man in your position.
Damien's wired up to a control pad.
Yourself in your own face. Give him a good zets every once in a while.
My pleasure.
Now, think I'm going to hedge my bet. I'm going to unleash our most vicious operative.
Short, brown, cartoon Taz, the Tasmanian devil, is lowered from the ceiling in a cage. The vice president of Never Learning presses his panel buzzer.
Mr. Chairman, while we agree that the Tasmanian devil is quite vicious, if memory serves, he is also really stupid.
Really? Well, so are you.
The chairman releases Taz, who spins out of his cage. He averts his eyes as Taz uses his toothy jaws.
That's a good boy.
Taz whirls back into his cage. The VP of Not Learning has been reduced to a skeleton.
Oh, my objection.
A red trail moves across a map of Africa, leading to a particular spot on the map. An aerial view of the spot reveals DJ, Kate Bugs, and Daffy hacking their way through the jungle.
This would have been a lot easier underground.
Come on, it's only another 6,000 cubits in this here, thick direction.
Granny, Sylvester, and Tweety Pie arrive on the back of a real-life elephant.
It's that nice boy from next door.
Oh, little Damien. How funny seeing you here, dear.
Hi, Granny.
Would you and your little friends like a lift?
Daffy gets on.
Sure was a lucky coincidence you showing up just now.
Yes, wasn't it?
DJ and Kate share a look as Granny gives a slightly sinister frown. DJ, Kate, Bugs, and Daffy sit in a howdah seat on the back of the elephant with Granny and the others. Sun slants through the trees. A flock of colourful birds just like Tweety whirl around. Tweety watches from his cage.
I've discovered my lunch.
The birds chirp, I tore a putty tat. Granny lifts Tweety's cage and they bounce off Sylvester. The elephant ambles over a gigantic moss-covered fallen tree, which takes them onto Monkey Island and comes to a stop in a clearing in front of an ancient vine-covered stone temple.
What a fantastic view! Unless you're in the audience, in which case you've been staring at an elephant's behind for 30 seconds.
Daffy rubs his hands.
My destiny awaits!
Kate and DJ gaze at the huge stone monkey heads that adorn the temple.
This is our stop.
Enjoy the rest of your adventure, children.
Kate, DJ, Bugs, and Daffy walk into the open-air temple past stone entrance walls decorated with large monkey heads and approach a bubbling volcano inside. DJ peers in and kicks a stone into the glowing hot lava. Beyond the lava, a raised stone drawbridge leading to the center of the temple. Daffy grabs a monkey-shaped key from a stone pedestal. The pedestal sinks into the ground.
The blue monkey? This dime store bauble?
Uh-oh.
I've been rooked!
That shouldn't happen.
Shafted by the gods!
Nice going, Daffy.
I demand recompense. I want my diamond. Where is my humongous rock?
A boulder falls on Daffy.
Press duck.
DJ rolls the boulder off Daffy, who's squashed flat. Kate picks up the monkey-shaped key.
Looks like a puzzle piece.
What?
Wait a minute.
She fits the monkey key into a circular metal panel on one of the rocks, which enables her to turn a central metal panel into place. Arrows fly out of monkey statues all around them. DJ bats them away with his jungle knife. Daffy inflates himself and is punctured by some arrows.
Are we rich yet?
Hey, any time now.
Kate clicks the panel into place. The rock slides back and the carved stone drawbridge starts to lower over the volcano. Kate and DJ stare at each other in amazement. The drawbridge provides a link in a long stairway leading to a square stone podium. A huge monkey statue rises out of the podium in a cloud of mist. Bugs and Daffy gawp at it. In a cobwebby hollow inside the statue, there's a metal bust of a monkey's head with a large blue diamond in it. The blue monkey.
I'm rich. I'm affluent. My liquidity is assured.
No, hey, Daffy, get back here. Don't touch it. Daffy, go. Let go. Don't you dare. Come on.
It's mine. Mine. Fuku's mine.
Mine?
Yes, I'm mine. I'm the hero. I should get the treasure. The girl, too, but we'll discuss that later.
DJ drops Daffy on the ground and picks up the blue monkey.
Careful with my diamond. Easy now.
DJ holds the metal monkey bust up by its ears and looks up at the glowing blue diamond.
Dad, this is for you.
A bolt of blue light comes out of the bust and zaps DJ, who's turned into a little capuchin monkey.
Why, DJ? Why you? Why wasn't it me? Just academic curiosity, you understand. Well, gotta go. Bank closes at 5. Come on, Daffy. Change him back. All right, all right. Buddy pictures.
Daffy holds up the bust and the monkeys turn back into DJ.
Hey, pal, you're okay.
Give me that!
I liked you better as a monkey.
Thanks.
Oh, that is so sweet. Now, if you could just hand over the diamond.
Granny and Sylvester unzip their skins. The chairman and Bob emerge.
My turn.
Taz bursts out of Tweety Pie's cartoon skin.
Pardon?
Bugs wears a gas mask.
For the diamond.
I knew it was you.
Oh, you knew it was me, did you? Well, you're wrong, because I'm not me. I'm actually...
He reaches back.
I can't reach over the hat, you know. I'd rehearse back at Acme, but I never wore the hat. And now the hat is throwing me off. Would you... Thank you very much. I'm actually...
The chairman unzips his skin, revealing Damien.
Dad!
Saw that one coming.
Look into your heart, DJ. You know it's true.
No, it can't be true.
You're right, it isn't!
He unzips, revealing Michael Jordan.
This doesn't make a lick of sense.
The chairman's inside Michael Jordan.
Well, apparently no one. Anyway, give me the monkey!
No, forget that, man, you're evil.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, Mr. Smith, let's show this muscle-bound beefcake, who I have sometimes been mistaken for, what it's like to live in the real world.
Bob pulls out a big silver space gun.
I've been disintegrated in one place, and then reassembled in another. Fire away!
Bob zaps DJ with the gun, and he disappears. He then zaps Kate and turns on the others.
No, you don't.
Bob throws the gun aside. Taz growls at Bob. Bob unzips his skin, revealing a female Tasmanian devil. She and Taz kiss and squabble happily. The chairman, DJ, and the gang materialize on a pad in Acme HQ. Bugs and Daffy have swapped bodies. Kate has Bugs' whiskers and tail, the chairman has his bunny ears, and DJ has his goofy teeth.
I thought they fixed that glitch!
Oh!
Mr. Smith, it's fired! I have to do everything myself around here!
The body parts mix-up is sorted out.
Good.
DJ grabs the chairman, who switches on a video screen showing Damien tied to train tracks.
Ah! Hinchman!
Dad!
So this is the remote that works. Now, this, my friend, is the Acme Train of Death, which is not good news for your father.
Don't worry about me, son. I've gotten out of worse scrapes than this one.
You see, if the Train of Death doesn't kill him, then those crates of TNT will, not to mention the 2-ton anvil hanging over his head and... Oh, look, there's the Pendulum of Doom. What's the Pendulum of Doom doing there? I did not order the Pendulum of Doom. It's overkill. Get rid of it.
Wile E. Coyote gets rid of it.
If you want to keep your family together, I will hand over the blue monkey now.
Hurry, son. I'm fine.
Damien tries to blow out a candle burning through the anvil rope. DJ hands over the blue monkey.
Sick man, you know that?
I'll get used to it.
Excuse me? What about my father?
Oh, he's waiting for a train. What? Where's Marvin the Marshal? Ah, all right. Now here is the blue monkey. Ooh. Now go put it on the satellite. Go!
Marvin heads out.
Oh, no, you don't, 8-Ball.
Marvin comes into a car park. 2 spaceships are parked in a bay. Marvin jumps into a yellow one and zooms off. Daffy gets into a silver one and goes after him. Marvin flies away. Daffy bumps into the Acme sign, knocking off the A.
You'd never catch that rabbit being this heroic. What's up, Doc? You're despicable.
Bugs and Daffy chase Marvin into outer space. They catch up with the slightly smaller yellow spaceship, rev their engine, and pull ahead. Marvin tries to overtake, but they block his path. Oh. Marvin bumps his ship into the silver ship. Bugs pulls a lever, an arm shoots out and scratches the yellow ship with a key.
Vandals!
The boxing glove springs out of Marvin's ship, knocking the silver ship away. At Acme HQ...
will prove to be futile. You see, here is the blue monkey. Here is the Acme satellite.
With the blue monkey, it's finally docked its satellite!
The chairman smirks.
I'm a beam around the world, which will transform everyone but me into monkeys. Bell, take them away!
Don't you think that'll get kind of lonely, Mr. Whoa. All my friends swing from trees and pick fleas out of their furry butts?
Lily? I suppose I could use a little human companionship.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Oh, I've seen you notice me. I know I'm hot.
Oh.
But I prefer someone with a little more oomph. I prefer Mary!
The chairman joins a shocked Mary on a podium.
Mary, we're a cute couple, don't you think? Now, take those future simians away and lower the monkey shield!
A shield chamber seals he and Mary in. Marvin is cruising towards the Acme satellite. He switches to autopilot and relaxes. Bugs and Daffy pull up to Marvin. Bugs holds up a space map and indicates that Marvin should wind down his window.
The worst sense of direction.
Marvin is sucked out of his window.
Well, what do you know? He fell for it. I guess I owe you $5.
Marvin is clinging to the underside of Bugs and Daffy's ship. They fly to the satellite beside the empty yellow spaceship, which is guided onto a landing pad. As it docks, a sign flashes, "Activate satellite." 6 masts pop up and a satellite dish unfolds.
Did you order satellite? I don't even have cable.
DJ and Kate are bound at the wrist and balancing on a hook at the end of a thick chain, which is dangling over an Acme goods transportation area.
You know, when I fired that duck, I never would have seen this coming.
Gotta be a way out of this.
You can get out of this, son. You've just got to set your mind to it.
Besides, I'm hearing my dad's voice in my head.
Actually, I'm down here, son.
Tied to a nearby train track, the Acme Death Train hurtles ever nearer.
Hello, Dad, I'll be right there.
Kate and DJ use their teeth to pull on a tie that binds their ropes and get free.
It's too easy.
They jump off the hook, releasing a wooden crate which smashes onto the floor. Big pieces of metal strewn on the floor start to link up.
What's that noise, son?
A towering robot forms.
You know how I always wanted a dog?
Yeah?
I just got one.
The big metal guard dog jumps about. DJ and Kate run, but it blocks them off, tracking their movements with its internal computer. The guard dog faces them down.
Maybe he wants to play fetch.
Nice mechanical doggy.
Good dog. The boy wanna play? Good boy. Fetch!
The dog catches the huge spanner and crunches it up. Daffy in the spaceship.
This will be a deadly mission requiring strength, cunning, and nerves of steel. So, good luck, Bugsy. I'll keep the engine running.
Outside, Bugs meets Marvin.
What's up, Darth?
Now I must incapacitate you with my bubble gun.
Ain't that cute?
Bugs is knocked over.
Realize this means war.
A lightsaber comes out of Bugs's carrot. He has a rocket on his back and jets up into the air to fight Marvin. Bugs is winning despite reading a book at the same time. DJ and Kate try to confuse the guard dog.
Go that way. I'm gonna go this way.
The guard dog trips DJ up with his tail and knocks him onto the floor. DJ crawls away and holds onto a barrier pole. The dog gets his teeth into DJ's t-shirt and lifts him up.
I don't want to put you under any added pressure, son, but judging by the vibrations of these train tracks, I've got about 1 minute and 42 seconds left.
Put him down!
DJ is tossed into a pile of boxes. In space, Bugs is still dueling effortlessly with Marvin. Daffy cowers inside the spaceship.
What am I gonna do? What would Damien Drake do? What would Duck Dodgers do? Wait a minute! I am Duck Dodgers! Yes! I'm going to be the hero of this picture! Duck Dodgers to the rescue!
He grabs another rocket jet.
Dodgers to the rescue!
He tries a third.
Dodgers!
duck.
He flies with the rocket on his back.
To the rescue!
It helps if you don't say the name.
Kate is hanging from a container net of boxes which are being savaged by the dog. DJ runs up to a crane, grabs a rope with a hook on the end and swings towards the dog. He hooks the dog's collar and leaps off the rope. The dog goes after DJ, who's running towards the tracks but is held off by the rope. DJ dives onto the track in front of the train. Kate stares open-mouthed as the train shoots by, then sees DJ helping his dad to safety on the other side of the tracks. There are explosives in front of the train. Train driver Wiley shows a sign, "They don't pay me enough." The guard dog scratches. On a satellite, a mechanical arm reaches for the blue monkey, breaks the bust and transfers the gem to the tip of the satellite dish antenna. Marvin knocks Bugs' saber away and stops him with a bubble.
Disgusting earth rodent. Now to neutralize that duck.
Marvin presses a remote. Daffy gets zapped by two satellite masts, which crush him between them.
Oh, this can't be good.
Daffy's beak is blown off his head.
Now the diamond will bathe the earth in a monkey-transforming glow.
The four remaining masts shoot light into the satellite dish antenna. Daffy tosses his beak onto the antenna and sucks in air. A sign flashes. Overload.
Thwarting evil makes me so angry.
Bugs blocks Marvin's gun and Marvin gets trapped in a bubble.
Well, that takes care of that.
Daffy's beak deflects one of two monkey rays from the earth, then sucks in power. A sign flashes. Kaboom. The satellite explodes. Daffy gets his beak back, then catches a free-falling Bugs.
Thanks, Dad.
Marvin floats away.
Dark sir!
The chairman comes out of his chamber. The chairman gets zapped by the single monkey ray. Damien, DJ and Kate find a capuchin monkey in the chairman's specs. Mary sits sobbing beside Chairman Monkey. Damien holds tiny handcuffs.
You're going down.
Daffy and Bugs fly back in the spaceship.
Hey, just a little, you're my hero?
Nope, sorry.
Ah, oh, fair, come on.
Not interested.
No one will ever know.
Nope.
DJ puts a hand on his dad's shoulder.
I'm proud of you, DJ. I knew I could count on you.
Kate smiles. DJ spots the incoming spaceship.
Dad, I think we should move.
What's wrong with Beverly Hills?
I meant from this spot.
Damien spots the ship. The silver spaceship crashes through the Acme windows and plows into a wall. Chairman Monkey scampers away. Daffy and Bugs Bunny step out of the spaceship and stroll along together.
I think we scratched it. Don't worry, it's the rental.
You guys! You pulled it off!
You pulled it off, all right. Give me that!
Way to go, Daffy.
You didn't do so bad yourself, stunt boy. To set the record straight, all credit for saving the human race goes to Daffy.
Exactly.
Oh, no, you don't, Buster. You're the hero.
You're the hero.
You're the hero.
Wait a minute. Pronoun trouble. I'm the hero. I'm the hero, all right.
I'm the hero.
Are you going to introduce us, DJ?
Ah, Dad, this is Kate. Kate, this is Damien Drake.
I'm a really big fan of your son.
Well, Dave, you achieved your goal of being a hero. Yep, but you didn't achieve your goal of getting me back in your stupid movie.
Cut, Chris, that's a wrap.
That's it, guys.
Remind me to get a new agent, will you?
Oh,
thanks.
Congratulations.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe we are a team. Bugs and Daffy. No. Daffy and Bugs. What do you think?
DJ approaches his actor double, Brendan Fraser, on set.
Excuse me. Say, you remember me? I threatened your manliness and you got me fired? Oh, I know you. Do I know him? You must be someone that I got fired. See, I get a lot of people fired. You'll be good now.
So like I said...
DJ punches Brendan in the nose.
Not again. Brendan, he's down again. What's going on? You okay? Hey, can you see
Come on.
He said he could do stunts.
Bugs is here. Gotta go.
Hey, you know, Daffy, you're right.
The usual place, Mr. Bunny?
Very good, Ryan. From now on, you and I are going to be equal partners in this thing. No more second banana for you.
Well, thanks, pal. I really appreciate this. At last, my star is rising. All my hopes and aspirations...
Whoops.
A light crashes down, just missing Daffy.
What do you know? My luck is changing already.
He's crushed by the Bullseye logo. Porky Pig appears in the middle of it.
Go home, folks.
ITFC audio description by Lonnie Evans.